AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. R. Kelly's legal team will get its chance to question the government star witness after she testified at his federal trial in Chicago. The R&B singer sexually abused her hundreds of times before she turned 18. Jane, the pseudonym used for her during the trial, has been central to R. Kelly's legal troubles for more than two decades. President Biden will host a summit next month to talk about hate-fueled violence following a deadly supermarket shooting in Buffalo, New York.
He campaigned on healing the soul of a nation. Now the White House has announced President Biden is convening a summit called United We Stand on September 15th to highlight the corrosive effects of prejudice and stand up to violence. The meeting will include civil rights and gun control advocates, politicians, faith leaders, business executives, law enforcement, victims of extremist violence, and former members of hate groups. In a statement, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the event will present an important opportunity for Americans of all affiliations to take up the cause together. Advocates say they've been pressing the administration to more directly tackle extremist threats since the May 14th massacre at a top supermarket in Buffalo, New York, that killed 10 people. Jennifer King, Washington.
A judge in Arizona will hear arguments on the state's request to allow prosecutors to enforce a near-total ban on abortions under a law that's been blocked for nearly 50 years under a now-overruled U.S. Supreme Court ruling, Roe v. Wade. The school board in Fargo, North Dakota, reversed course on its decision to stop reciting the Pledge of Allegiance at its monthly meetings, following complaints from conservative lawmakers and an angry backlash from citizens around the country. The board in Fargo earlier decided the Pledge of Allegiance did not align with the district's diversity and inclusion code, in part because the phrase "under God" does not include all faiths. Stocks are opening lower today on Wall Street to finish out the week, putting the S&P 500 index on track to break a four-week winning streak. This is AP News. Users of Apple iPhones, iPads, and Macs have been warned of a serious security flaw. Threat intelligence advisor Jamie Collier calls it a zero-day vulnerability.
Exploited by a hacker before the company, in this case Apple, have detected it and been able to do something about it.
Apple says the vulnerability is a hacker could possibly run any software in a user's name.
We see vulnerabilities being announced all the time. Maybe the slight difference here is it has been exploited, but we've not seen any evidence of widespread exploitation.
It's not known who exploited this vulnerability and how it's been exploited. The message to affected users is to update their software.
Apple is very similar to any of the large technology companies. I think what's important here is that they have made that update available, and it seems that they've done that really quickly.
Affected devices include the iPhone 6S and later models, several models of the iPad, and all iPad Pro models and the iPad Air 2, as well as Mac computers running Mac OS Monterey. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.